From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Food and Drug Administration heard testimony today on an emotionally charged controversy, whether popular antidepressant medicines called SSRIs are unsafe for children and teenagers. At the hearing, some parents called for an end to the use of the drugs in children, saying they can increase the risk of suicide and violent behavior. But a handful of families said the drugs changed their children's lives by relieving serious depression. NPR's Joanne Silberner is just back from the hearing, and she joins us now. Joanne, we're talking about testimony from parents, anecdotal testimony. How closely do you think the FDA will be paying attention to what those parents had to say?
Well, this was a committee made up of a lot of people who were probably parents themselves, and this testimony was very gripping, that relatives of some of these kids had put their pictures out in the hallway, and you know, when you hear somebody talk about the death of a child, it's really got to stop you. And some children were there who had attempted suicide themselves but had survived it. So it was gripping. There were also people who wanted the drugs to stay on the market, and they were just as gripping. They were saying that their children's lives depended on them. The one thing that everybody agreed on there is that major depression in children is a really serious condition that really needs something available for it.
Apart from the testimony that we're talking about from the parents, there was also research presented today. What came out in that testimony?
Well, some effectiveness data came up that may surprise some people, and that was the FDA looked at 15 studies of these drugs in children, some published, some not. 10 of the 15 studies showed the drugs didn't help more than placebo. Now, it doesn't mean that your child shouldn't get treatment. It might mean, though, that there's something worth looking at in terms of what happens with placebo. It brings up the question of if there are risks to these drugs, and there certainly is an expense to these drugs, how do you consider that? Three studies did show some benefit, though, and I think some of the FDA analysts there were saying, you know, this is not uncommon with a lot of drugs, that they sort of look a little bit, that you don't see the full advantages all at once. But the FDA clearly has two minds about these drugs. One of them, Paxil, they've already recommended that doctors not prescribe that for use in children. Only Prozac has the okay in kids. The other new data that was presented were something called adverse events. This is where, after a drug's on the market, the FDA accepts and asks for descriptions of problems that had occurred. These studies just tell you that there are problems. They don't tell you whether they're due to the drug or not. So with Paxil, for example, they had 9 suicides in 1 year, but it wasn't a comparative trial, so you don't know. They might have occurred anyway. It might have just been an example of the drug not working. It's hard to tell.
Why is it so hard to figure out whether these drugs are causing the problems, do you think?
It's because the disease itself can cause suicide, and it does cause, this is an emotional disturbance, so that if you see emotional disturbances with the drug, is that the disease or is that the drug? In addition to which, suicide is very rare. I mean, it's I shouldn't say very rare. It does happen, but it's rare enough that you don't get enough numbers to be able to compare it. So the FDA had 25 clinical trials, which involved 4,100 kids, actually relatively small when you consider that millions of kids are taking these drugs, but there were no suicides in them, so in either the placebo or the treatment group. So what they're doing instead is they're looking at suicidal thoughts. And where suicide is rare, suicidal thoughts are so common that it's really hard to tease that apart. In one study, 20% of kids, this is without major depression, 20% of 15 to 19-year-olds considered suicide in a year. So how do you tell if somebody is on a drug whether that suicidal thought was due to the drug or just due to being 15 to 19 years old? There's also the problem of definition. What is a suicidal thought? And the FDA was saying that some of the companies really weren't quite above board on saying, you know, on counting them, and other countries went overboard in counting them. So it was another hard one to do.
Great Britain has called on doctors to stop prescribing Paxil and Zoloft for children. Why is the FDA going slower than Great Britain on that question?
That's a good question. Again, it's this issue that it's a serious disease. I think doctors want to have something to prescribe, so there's pressure from them. There's no doubt pressure from the drug company. I mean, these are drugs taken. 11 million kids got prescriptions for this a couple of years ago. So there's pressure to keep something around.
Joanne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Joanne Silberner.